A few nights back, I went to see The Wizard of Oz at the PAC, but this isn't about the show, it's about downtown. Not an Emerald City, not by a long shot, but no longer a place of flying monkeys and deadly poppy fields either. Coming from New York, I've always thought that one of Tulsa's best features was there was plenty of parking. For a New Yorker, to park in sight literally of your destination never gets old. The only driving I ever do around downtown is when I'm looking for a meter that still has time on it. And even with the BOK Center in One Oak Field, you can still find a spot. That's both good and bad. Good that there are plenty of empty lots downtown. Bad that there are plenty of empty lots downtown. From the sky, all these parking facilities with their ubiquitous brown and orange self-pay coin slots makes the city look like it has acne. But something else is going on down here. Maybe not a buzz. Call it a hum. The obvious. There are people on the streets now. So a space opened up in front of Tsunami Sushi, but I parallel parked. Once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker. Another car pulled up and stopped. The people inside watched. Strange, they seemed to be thinking. Who would do something like this? We were early for the show, my girlfriend and I, so we took a walk. We saw the lights on at One Oak. A game was about to start. We saw large women in shorts running up Third, trailing their leader who was urging them on. We saw a man with missing teeth and holding a sign and screaming about Jesus. We saw other couples walking. We saw life. We stopped in Joe Mama's, which was crowded. It was $5 pizza night. That may have explained some of it, but not all. The customers inside, even the shirtless guy at the bar, seemed at home. They didn't look new to the place or the area. And that may be the most important sign of downtown revitalization. Comfort. Tulsa needs people who take its downtown for granted. It needs minor league baseball stadiums that look towards a city inward and not away from it. Needs men on street corners screaming about profits. Needs large women in spandex running in groups. Needs more people eventually who know how to parallel park. Still, it was bothering me, the man at the bar who was not, as my girlfriend pointed out, completely waxed. He was in red shorts, no hair on his back, thank God, but his front. Ooh, we're eating. The waitress came over. Excuse me, I said, but how is a shirtless guy allowed in a restaurant? Oh, he's a cyclist, she said, and he just came in from this long ride. All the more reason, I think, for a shirt. Well, he's a regular. A regular. A regular shirtless guy at a downtown restaurant is part of the landscape. It's no big deal. In one man, perhaps, evidence of a downtown's rebirth. Eventually, he left on his own. I watched him walk away, smiling but still with no shirt, eating pizza from a box and heading towards his bike. He stopped and talked to friends on the corner of 2nd and Elgin, with the sun to his west and parking lots to his east, south, and north.